Okay.
今儿咱们来聊聊猪肝。
Let's talk about shiitake mushrooms today.
猪肝可能是中国人餐桌上争议最大的食材了。
Shiitake mushrooms are one of the few that need to be dried before use.
喜欢它的人呢，视它为营养至宝。
You can create your own natural ingredients to produce vitamin D.
怕它的人把它当成这个毒素的集中营。
Just a moment.
我们先给个定义啊。
After being fully sun-dried,
猪肝是日常食材中的营养密度之王。
it can meet the daily vitamin D needs of an adult better than calcium tablets.
它的维生素 A 含量是胡萝卜的七倍。
Vitamin D in the body is a prerequisite for the absorption of calcium by the body.
铁含量是菠菜的八倍。
The normal functioning of most organs depends on calcium.
而且猪肝里的铁是血红素。
The prevalence of vitamin D deficiency among adults in China is as high as 50% to 70%.
铁。
Older people in the office,
吸收率远超植物性来源。
Pregnant and lactating women are particularly vulnerable.
维生素 B2 呢是牛奶的15倍以上。
Because I don't get enough sunlight,
叶酸呢是菠菜的两倍。
After the skin is exposed to ultraviolet rays,
维生素 B12 是牛肉的8倍以上。
The body can synthesize vitamin D.
即便拥有如此丰富的营养和密度。
Modern people spend their days in the office going out to apply sunscreen.
很多人还是不敢吃。
It's cold in winter.
主要是有两个认知误区，毒素和胆固醇。
There are few opportunities for sunlight to directly hit the skin.
先说毒素，
Of course, long-term vitamin D deficiency.
肝脏呢是解毒器官。
It also brings many health risks.
所以吃肝脏呢等于吃毒素。
I won't elaborate on this.
这个逻辑听起来合理。
Mushrooms contain a lot of ergosterol.
但实际上呢是错的。
This is the prerequisite for vitamin D.
解毒呢是一个主动代谢过程。
Imagine placing dried shiitake mushrooms in the midday sun.
不是一个被动储存过程。
Exposure to ergosterol will be efficiently converted into vitamin D2 through photochemical reactions. This process is similar to the principle of human skin synthesizing vitamin D by sun exposure.
肝脏中的酶系统呢，会将毒素分解转化后代谢产物。
Almost identical.
所以胆汁或者是尿液排出体外。
The dried shiitake mushrooms have their gills facing upwards.
并不会在肝细胞内永久的囤积。
At noon, it's sunny for 4 to 6 hours.
打个比方，
The content of vitamin D can be increased tenfold or even dozens of times.
污水处理厂处理污水。
Of course, the dried shiitake mushrooms we buy now are mostly bait.
但是不会把污水储存在厂房里。健康的肝脏完成解毒任务以后呢
？Without this step,
自身是干净的。那重金属呢？正规渠道购买的猪肝，重金属检出率极低。
Shiitake mushrooms are one of the few functional foods that are seriously considered by modern nutrition.
远低于国家标准。
And what about the nutritional value?
香料。
Shiitake mushrooms are said to be highly similar to plant-based meat in terms of safety.
原因很简单。
Eight essential amino acids for the human body.
现代养殖业对饲料和饮水呢有严格的管控。
It occupies 7 kinds of fat.
从源头呢就控制了重金属进入动物体内的可能性。
Just 1.2 grams.
而且猪肝本身就富含锌、硒和一种叫金属硫蛋白的物质。
The dietary fiber is as high as 31 grams.
它们呢本身也能帮助身体结合。
It is twice or three times the size of regular grains.
排出微量的重金属啊。
Is a typical high protein.
再说胆固醇，每100克猪肝含胆固醇呢，大约300到400毫克，跟蛋黄差不多。
Low fat.
这个逻辑我们在鸡蛋篇里面完整的讨论过。人体约70%的胆固醇由肝脏自身合成。
From the perspective of trace active ingredients, high fiber foods are
膳食胆固醇对血液胆固醇的影响远远小于饱和脂肪和反式脂肪。
There are two main characters in the mushroom.
那中国居民膳食指南呢，早在2016年就取消了膳食胆固醇的摄入上限。
Mushroom polysaccharides and mushroom purines.
所以胆固醇呢，也不是你吃猪肝。
In Japan, shiitake polysaccharides have already been approved as a first-line drug.
需要去担心的问题。
The mushroom ticket is also very powerful.
那真正吃猪肝是需要注意什么呢？
It can directly shut off the master switch for cholesterol synthesis in the liver.
是维生素 A 的超量。
This switch is also a prime target for aiming.
维生素 A 是脂溶性的，有蓄积性。
Finally, shiitake mushrooms have another particularly practical value.
长期大量摄入呢，确实有毒性风险。
It can naturally reduce salt.
成人每日最高的耐受量呢为3000微克，一两。
Dried shiitake mushrooms.
猪肝的维 A 含量呢，基本已经接近这个上限。
Grind into powder.
这就是猪肝不能天天吃的原因。
Cooking.
每周一次。
Stewed meat.
每次呢也就一两左右。
Oil soup.
在这个数量以内。
A pinch of salt can reduce it by 1/3.
补铁、补 A、补各种营养刚刚好。
Oyster sauce and soy sauce can be halved, reducing the richness.
安全又高效。
Not a little.
最佳搭配呢是跟富含维生素 C 的蔬菜。
So, this reduces sodium intake.
一块吃。
Also provides additional ketone and dietary fiber.
肝中的铁呢是血红素铁。
So eating more shiitake mushrooms is fine.
本身吸收率就高。
Of course.
维生素 C 呢能促进吸收率。
Here are a few things to keep in mind when eating.
进一步提升。
The purine content of shiitake mushrooms is relatively high.
维生素 C 呢还能保护肝脏。
What about those with gout?
在烹饪过程中不被过度氧化。
During the acute phase, it is necessary to strictly avoid
猪肝炒青椒。
And the period of remission should also be limited.
炒韭菜。
Then,
菠菜。
It is necessary to be familiar with the fact that edible mushrooms contain nitrofurantoin.
猪肝汤都是经典的。
The human body cannot completely digest.
搭配。
I am wobble.
烹饪时间要短，爆炒一两分钟就可以了。
See you next time.
煮时间长了。
The longer it's cooked.
口感发硬。
The texture is hard.
营养也流失了。
Nutrients are also lost.
我是黄渤。
I am wobble.
咱们下期见。
See you next time.